I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Strength training is an important part of a regular exercise routine throughout all of the adult years, but it's particularly important for older adults. Dr. Alec DeCastro is here to talk about the benefits and also details for incorporating strength training into your exercise plan. Dr. DeCastro is an associate professor and chief of primary care sports medicine in the Department of Family Medicine at MUSC. Dr. DeCastro, what exactly do we mean by strength training, and what are the benefits of adding this type of training to your regular exercise routine?
Strength training is also known as resistance training, weight training, or even muscular training. Physical inactivity is a major health problem worldwide, and it predisposes people to a wide variety of chronic diseases, including cardiac or cerebrovascular disease, metabolic disease, or even frailty. Physical exercise, including strength training, has well-documented beneficial effects on numerous health outcomes, even overall mortality. So when you lift weights, you increase your lean muscle mass. This allows you to increase your metabolism and burn calories at a higher rate, even when you're not working out. So if you could do one thing to improve your health, strength training should definitely be one at the top of your list.
What benefits of strength training are particularly important for older adults?
Aging is associated with a number of physiologic and functional declines that contribute to increased disability, as I mentioned before, frailty, or even falls. As the human being ages, muscle loss is increased. So exercise that builds muscle endurance, like resistance training, can help older adults to preserve their independence and quality of life. It can overcome the loss of muscle mass, build strength, ease the management of chronic conditions like osteoarthritis, and reduce physical vulnerability.
Well, what does a good strength training workout really look like? What are we talking about?
It should really be individualized by the age and the level of training of that person. So for older adults, it's suggested that programs should work towards 2 to 3 sets of 1 or 2 multi-joint exercises per big muscle group. So I'd like to tell people to start with lighter weights. You want to start with a weight that you can lift about 10 to 15 times with proper form, and begin with 1 or 2 sets, about 10 to 15 repetitions of each of those workouts, and then slowly progress to about 3 or more. And then you want to rest in between sets. However, if you have any medical conditions or concerned about starting a weight training routine, please see a physician and they can give you an exercise prescription on how to start a weight training routine safely.
And is strength training something people can get started on their own? Do they need somebody experienced to help them? How does this really get going for someone who hasn't done strength training before?
So depending on your level of experience with strength training, I think it sometimes is easy to go to a gym or fitness center. Many of them offer introductory training sessions with at little or no cost, and then the trainers are there available for guidance. They'll teach you the proper form and specific exercises and set up a strength training program tailored to your needs. However, there's lots of online guidance, and exercise can be done at home as well. You can either do strength training separate from your cardiovascular training, but I usually recommend that somebody start with about 2 to 3 days of strength training per week. And ideally, you should plan these workouts to be a combination of strength training, cardiovascular fitness, and even flexibility.
Dr. DeCastro, thanks for providing this information about strength training.
You're welcome.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.